Chapter 4. The Field of Gold. So Pinocchio set off to meet his father. As he walked, he heard laughing and whispering. Suddenly, the fox and the cat jumped out of the trees.
"Pinocchio," said the fox, "what are you doing here?"
"I'm going to meet my father, Geppetto," said Pinocchio.
"And where are your pieces of gold?" asked the cat.
"They are in my pocket," said Pinocchio.
"But we told you to plant them in the field of gold," said the cat. "Come on, we must do it today."
Pinocchio thought about his father. But then he thought about 100 pieces of gold.
"Let's go," he said to the fox and the cat. "Let's go to the field of gold."
A short time later, Pinocchio and his two friends arrived at the field of gold. It was square and full of corn. It looked like any other field.
"Dig a hole, Pinocchio," said the fox. "Put in your 4 pieces of gold."
So Pinocchio dug a hole and put in his pieces of gold. Then he covered them with earth.
"Now pour some water on the earth," said the fox. "It will make the money tree grow."
Pinocchio went to a nearby river. He filled his hat with water and poured it on the earth.
"Now we must wait for the tree to grow," said the fox. "You can come back for your gold tomorrow."
"Thank you," said Pinocchio. "You are very kind. I will give you some of my gold tomorrow."
"We don't want your gold," said the cat. "We want to help you. That makes us very happy."
In the morning, Pinocchio went back to the field of gold.
100 pieces of gold," he thought as he walked. "Or it may be 200 or 500 pieces. I can buy a big house for my father and an ABC for me."
Pinocchio reached the field of gold, but he could not see a money tree.
"Where is it?" Pinocchio said. "Where is my money tree? The fox and the cat said..."
"Ha ha!"
said a voice above Pinocchio's head.
"Who's there?" cried Pinocchio.
"It's me, Parrot," said the voice.
Pinocchio looked up into the tree. A large parrot was sitting on a branch. It was looking down at him and laughing.
"Why are you laughing at me?" said Pinocchio.
"You listen to the fox and the cat, Pinocchio," the parrot said. "The fox and the cat tell lies. There is no money tree. There are no 100 pieces of gold. There is no gold at all."
Then Pinocchio felt angry. He dug and dug, but there were no pieces of gold.
"Where is my gold?" he cried. "I put 4 pieces of gold in the ground."
"The fox and the cat took them," said the parrot. "They came back in the night. I watched them, Pinocchio. There is only one way to get money. You must work hard for it."
Then Pinocchio started to cry.
"I'll go back to the fairy's house," he thought. "I want to see my father."